Welcome to the Pakish News Podcast. This week, Pakistan navigates a complex landscape, balancing Eid al-Fitr preparations with significant economic and regional developments.
Indeed, we're looking at a major religious observance, persistent economic pressures, evolving regional security, and even domestic weather challenges all at once.
First, Eid al-Fitr is approaching. GCC nations like the UAE and Saudi Arabia have officially declared the date, setting off extensive preparations for millions, including Pakistani expatriates across the Gulf region.
This declaration impacts travel, retail, and public services, underscoring the cultural and economic interconnectedness of the region as families prepare for the holiday period.
Shifting to national events, Pakistan significantly scaled back its Republic Day celebrations on March 23rd.
Yes, opting for a simple flag hoisting ceremony instead of the traditional military parade, primarily due to the prevailing oil crisis and severe fuel shortages.
This move signals a pronounced shift towards austerity, prioritizing essential services and economic stability over grand ceremonial displays, reflecting deep financial constraints.
In a significant regional development, Pakistan and Afghanistan have announced a temporary pause in fighting along their contentious shared border.
Strategically timed to coincide with Eid, this ceasefire offers a glimmer of hope for de-escalation and allows communities on both sides to observe the religious holiday in relative peace.
Domestically, Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, has been grappling with unexpected heavy rainfall and strong winds, leading to localized disruptions.
These unseasonal rains raise questions about urban resilience and infrastructure preparedness, adding another layer of challenge for policymakers and citizens.
So, a multifaceted week for Pakistan. Religious observance, economic realities, diplomatic shifts, and environmental concerns. A period of both anticipation and challenge.